The Good Life. Your guide to health, nutrition, fitness, and vitality.
My guest is Renee Liu, who has moved to Maui some 10 years ago. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
From Euphoric Organics, and I want to talk about that, but I want to talk a little bit about your background before you moved to Maui.
Yes.
What procured you to give up everything and move to Hawaii?
Well, if I thought to myself, if I could live anywhere, where would I want to live? And Maui was the place. You know, for obvious reasons, the fine weather, the sea, the sun, all that kind of thing, and generally a really nice a nice pulse of people.
You opened up a raw food restaurant called The Raw Experience shortly after moving to Maui. How did that go?
Well, it was a fantastic experience on a lot of levels. It was, you know, if I can say, a big part of why I moved to Maui was the weather. Was you know, I had gotten really into raw foods. My background was in nutrition and with a real passion for culinary arts. And I thought, what better place to try it than in Hawaii, where there's fresh food year-round. And you know, the vision to open a raw food restaurant was, should I say, a little ahead of the curve. It was a really incredible experience, but required, you know, a ton of work and a lot of passion and a great staff of people.
Of course, things have changed a lot since 1995, 1996, when you opened your restaurant. In fact, we have a friend who's often on the air with me, Bo Rinaldi, who has a restaurant in Kauai. He's co-owner of a restaurant there called Blossoming Lotus. Have you heard of that restaurant?
I have. I've heard fantastic things about it.
Apparently it's one of the best in the world from what we've heard. Haven't been there, but Bo is threatening to ship us over there one of these days.
Yeah, well, I think as you said, things are continuing to change. You know, I think the face of culinary arts is really opening to a broader sensibility about food, a deeper dedication to clean ingredients. And, I think we're seeing this across the board, not just in the health food camps. You know, we're seeing it in some of the more fine culinary arts camps, too, which is great. Everybody wins.
Tell me a little bit about what you do with Euphoric Organics.
Well, it's a company I started, maybe about 8 years ago. And it's sort of the umbrella that I run a lot of good programs and consultation under. And, you know, the book I have that's coming out called The Balanced Plate, the heart of it really is food. But it's got a lot of great auxiliary themes, green themes, eco-friendly advice and all kinds of tips and tricks to, you know, help improve health and life and in a practical way. So I kind of work in a pretty broad portfolio of food, health, nutrition, greening, and so forth.
I just had a very strange experience occur to me. I think that you know my Aunt Noelle.
It's a small island.
I just realized that Shep Gordon, who's your husband, I think my Aunt Noelle works with Shep.
That's right.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
What a small world.
It's a small world and a very small island, and that one of the many things I really do love about living here is there is that the small circles.
Well, someday I'll tell you the horror stories about Aunt Noller. they're all good, isn't that funny? She was here this summer for a visit recently. She was telling me about some of the projects she had, and she mentioned Shep Gordon's name a couple of times, and she mentioned his incredible wife, and she kept saying to me, and this is really strange, she kept saying, you have got to have her on your show. And oddly enough, unbeknownst to me, you were booked today for a number of reasons, not least of which is LifeFest Promotions, but I finally had this bougie day that this was all meant to be. So anyway, a warm family welcome now to The Good Life.
Oh, well, it's really good to be here, and And Noelle's fantastic, and of course Shep is very fantastic, and it's a great dynamic all around.
You know, our VP of programming, Laura Smith, is going to be at the Life Fest promotions in Kapalua coming up, and I understand that you're going to be there as well.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a really fantastic event, and there's a lot of great people involved this year. It's, of course, extraordinarily beautiful out there, and a great team of people put it together, and it's really, I think, an incredible event to celebrate health and these islands and have a little fun at the same time.
You are the author, Renee, of two great books, Living Cuisine and, of course, most recently, The Balanced Plate. Can you tell us a little bit about these books?
Well, Living Cuisine is a fantastic raw foods kind of encyclopedia primer recipe book, and it's really a pride and joy. It's got a lot of, few hundred great recipes, but also a lot of information about foods, nutrition, and so forth, and just looking at some of the practical philosophies of raw foods and the health benefits, the obvious benefits, and some of the deeper benefits. And in my new book, The Balanced Plate, raw foods has a great cornerstone of The Balanced Plate as well. And I explore a few other systems, whole food systems, along with raw foods, which are macrobiotics and Ayurvedic systems. And I kind of took inventory and sifted through, these three systems, which are all been around for a very long time, and have a lot of practically great philosophies and attributes. And I really concentrated on the agreeing principles, and that there's a lot of great advice that's survived the ages. Some of these systems have been around 5,000 years, so I tip my hat to anything that lasts that long. And I think one of the great things about this book that's been so well received is that, not only are there more than 150 recipes which reflect these systems with a great, culinary gourmet twist, there's also a lot of great information about greening, green cleaning, air purifying houseplants, water filters, organics, GMO. So it's really, it's kind of a food and lifestyle book, and I think that makes it very user-friendly, and I think it'll be a real staple for a long time to come.
It has an incredible foreword from renowned Dr. Dean Ornish, who also, I think, last year was at the Kapalua Life Fest.
Yeah, that's right, he was, and he's an incredible speaker. I think he's very compelling. He's got a lot of research on his side, and he is just a lovely man, very heartfelt. And a real honor that he wrote the foreword. And I think his nod to the book gives it a lot of credit, because he really supports the information, and we agree. We have a lot of agree in so many ways.
What are some of the things that you are doing? I noticed on your website that it is quite a resource center, Euphoric Organics, or reneelux.com, R-E-N-E-E-L-O-U-X. .com. It's quite a resource center for organic, green living, healthy eating. What are some of the things, some of the simple things that you would recommend, Renee, for us to live a healthier, greener life?
Well, on the website, as well as some of what I'll be discussing at the Kapalua Life Fest, is things such as 10 steps to a greener home. What are 10 ways that each of us can get involved in our own homes, things like using non-toxic biodegradable cleaners, which, are ergonomic, effective, smell good, and, don't kill us in the process of using them. Things like, water filters, things like using unbleached and recycled papers, and so forth. I mean, I think there's just a lot of small ways that add up to make a big difference in our life. And it's, it's not really radical life change stuff. This is just kind of tweaking a few things that do make a dramatic difference. And, you know, I tried to come up with a number of some other really pragmatic pieces, such as, you know, the dirty dozen of foods, meaning, you know, the 12 foods that are most important to choose organically grown. Because, you know, in reality, we got to do the best we can, and we don't always have everything at our fingertips. So it's just a matter of making the best of what's available.
My guest is Renee Liu from Maui. We are talking about a passion for food and green living. Her website is reneeliu.com, R-E-N-E-E-L-O-U-X.com. We're talking about her most recent book, The Balanced Plate. This is Jesse Dillon, and you are listening to The Good Life.
You're listening to The Good Life with Jesse Dillon.
I've been a dad today. I've been an award-winning dad this summer because I took my three teenage sons and three of their friends and my wife, so six teenage boys locked in a villa on a beach for a week. And all I have to say about that is this. I need a holiday. I want to go to Maui. What I want to do is I want to go to Life Fest Kapalua, which is coming up. In fact, it's coming up very soon. And Lime will be broadcasting live from there, award-winning broadcaster. And VP of Programming at Lime, Laura Smith, will be there September 8th through the 10th. You can find out more information about Life Fest Kapalua by going to their website, which, oddly enough, is lifefestkapalua.com. And another young woman who will be there, who is my guest today, is Renee Liu from Euphoric Organics. And Renee's website is reneeliu.com. Great pleasure, privilege, and honor, somewhat ironic, to have you here today.
Likewise, Ankyo.
Because my wonderful and talented aunt, Noelle, works with your husband, Shep.
She does indeed, and she's indispensable and a gem. I don't know where I'd be without her.
She is a gem. Yeah. We're talking about your book, The Balanced Plate, which is new and has an incredible foreword by Dr. Dean Ornish, who was also at Life Fest Kapalua last year. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, which is somewhat controversial, are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. From your perspective, Renee, what's wrong with genetically engineered food?
Well, it's a very touchy subject on for a lot of people, but I think the main concern is we don't understand them enough to have this technology kind of running rampant. I mean, I think the main issue with GMO is that it is not able to be contained. The nature of the technology of genetically modified food is a very invasive genetic technology involving splicing of genes and crossing of genes. You know, it's one thing that cross-pollination of different varietals of plants in a field has been going on for a very long time, you know, since we emerged out of the hunter-gatherer stage. But to actually get underneath that and genetically manipulate these foods requires overriding billions of years of genetic safeguard. And once this is done, it impacts, you know, the nature of food and pollination carried on the wind by birds, by insects, is such that there is no way there's no coexistence between genetically modified versions of food and non-genetically modified versions of food. Genetically modified versions of food will take over, and there is no way to contain it, and there's no way to undo it, and it's very alarming because this is a real crisis hidden in plain view, and I think I'm not alone to say there may be benefits in this technology, but keep it in a lab until we understand it. You know, I think that's really a practical approach.
Of course, as the French would say, the raison d'etre for farm crops, that being PHARM crops, are profits, and it looks like the pharmaceutical companies are involved in this.
Well, this is this is all very heavy stuff, forgive me. But and it also strikes very close to home, living here in Hawaii, where we are the number one state in the USA in research and development for GMO. And farm crops, as in the PHARM crops, are a big concern here. They're not, you know, it's one of these things. It's like a big elephant in the living room. You know, nobody's really talking about it. Nobody really acknowledges it. But it's, this is just crazy. I mean, they're growing pharmaceuticals on food, and there's no regulation, and there's no ramification. There's no way to clock what's happening, the repercussive effects, and so on. So it's tough because the big boys are, you know, this very big business, and especially in Hawaii where land values are so high, I think there's a desperate search for economically viable agricultural means, and this is a very short-term solution to boosting that kind of economy.
Help me understand, and help me help the listeners understand, because there's some naivete surrounding this. But basically, farm crops are drugs being grown on crops by pharmaceutical companies.
Right. It's, depending on the drug that's being grown, some are vaccines and so forth for various maladies such as, you know, herpes and AIDS. I've read about certain birth controls that are being experimented with. And so I think the attempt is to produce drugs at a lower cost, you know. So I'd like to believe that it is not a completely malevolent reasoning that's behind this, but there is a real ignorance, and I think, as you said, a naivety across the board that this is somehow acceptable to be growing drugs in the open field where they're not able to be contained. I mean, what happens if a vaccine that's grown on corn slips off of that field and blows onto another field? I mean, we really don't know what would happen, you know, when the genetic fabric of things starts being inundated with artificial gene pools. You know, that's pretty weird stuff.
Well, to draw a correlation, and not to be doomsday predictors here, but really to, you know, waken up our minds and waken up our listeners today to some of the possibilities. Theoretically, 60 genetically engineered fish released into the wild would have what devastating effect?
I mean, devastating effect. You know, within a matter of years would eliminate the natural species. I mean, it's really, there's been a slogan that's floated around that says coexistence equals contamination. And as I mentioned before, there is no competition between GMO, fill in the blank, whether it's food, fish, corn. There's no competition between GMO and not GMO. GMO takes over. It just can't exist. So I think that's what, you know, I think that's really one of the deeper concerns, is this is a technology that's being unleashed that is unable to be recalled. You know, once it's out there, and there's no way to get it back. So I think this is, you know, something that we all need to really stand up and get our fires going about, because, and I think, to me, one of the compelling draws of why to me I was so deeply attracted to the cause was that this cause knows no discrimination. You know, this is something that affects everyone. It doesn't care about your race, your religion, where you live. I mean, this is a universal concern, a humankind concern. And especially, you know, living here in Hawaii, it's no secret that, out here as a leading R&D, research and development of GMO, is because we are an isolated landmass, and the inevitable catastrophe that will be undone will be contained out here in Hawaii. But, you know, those of us who live here think like these precious islands, you know. It's difficult to watch an industry that has a short-term objective that isn't from these islands, that doesn't have that care and concern for the long-term benefits of the people of the land and so forth, you know, come in and make such drastic strikes that will impact these islands forever.
Renee, we are virtually out of time, but I want to suggest that it's worth going to the Life Fest in Kapalua, and more information is at lifefestkapalua.com, just to see you. You are amazing.
Well, thank you. I think it should be a really great event, and I'm honored and excited to be a part of it, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. The information that you have on your website is absolutely a godsend for all of us, and I encourage all of our listeners today to visit reneelux.com. That's R-E-N-E-E-L-O-U-X.com. The latest book, which has a beautiful foreword from Dr. Dean Ornish, is called The Balanced Plate. Say hi to my aunt for me.
I will. I will.
I've really enjoyed having you on, Renee, and would like to do this again soon.
Aloha nui loa.
I like the way you say that. Cheers, and say hi to Laura Smith, our program director at the Kapalua Life Fest.
Indeed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Jesse Dillon. You are listening to The Good Life in every nook and cranny of North America and also in Hawaii on Sirius 114 at Line, Healthy Living with a Twist.
You're listening to The Good Life with Jesse Dillon.
Coast to coast on Sirius 114, a little over 5 million daily listeners on Sirius, with about 10,000 joining us every day. So we want to say a large aloha to all of our new listeners, including Hawaii and Canada, which is a nation that we conquered and launched last month. So fresh beer and clean water for everyone. And it's all on the house. This is Jesse Dillon. I want to thank you for joining me. Periodically, you'll hear us broadcasting from around the world at an event. Recently, we were on location, Lime's Ambassador, that's me, was on location in London, England for the world's largest triathlon, 12,000 athletes. I had the pleasure of meeting some of the participants and some of the corporations associated with that, including BG. And we will be in Cancun, Mexico for the World Corporate Challenges, and we hope to take some listeners with us coming up in November. And again, BG will be there. The sport of triathlon is an Olympic sport, of course, in 2000. And in fact, as I speak, the World Championships are happening in Switzerland this weekend. But it was started by a bunch of surfers and lifeguards, Scott Tinley included, in San Diego, California in 1977. And a couple of months ago, it made a quantum leap forward. It came onto the Olympic stage in 2000. But of course, it heralded a brand new era for the sport of triathlon by launching an international sponsorship partner and deal with a company called BG. And I have the pleasure and honor of introducing to you Policy and Corporate Affairs Officer from BG North America, David Keene. Welcome to our show.
Jesse, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
It's a great pleasure to be here. I've done about 50 triathlons over the years. I've been to a few world championships. I've done 3 triathlons this summer. And it's a little hobby of mine, and my listeners know that we talk about it periodically. But David, you have been in the energy sector with a career spanning 25 years. What are some of the highlights of your curriculum vitae?
Well, I think some of the highlights are some of the work that I did early on in my early days with one of our competitors now, ConocoPhillips, back in the early 1980s up in Oklahoma. It was quite an opportunity, and that's taken me from there to Texas, Louisiana, and ultimately over to the United Kingdom, where I lived in England for about almost 4 years. And then, of course, back to Houston.
Tell me, David, a little bit about BG and what BG does internationally.
Well, BG is, and it's BG Group, which is a leading player in the global energy market. We're involved in 4 business segments, which are exploration and production, primarily focusing on natural gas production. We're involved in liquefied natural gas, or LNG, in the transmission and distribution of natural gas to consumers, and finally in electric generation. I also want to say that BG, is the largest importer of liquefied natural gas into the United States, having imported about 37% of all the LNG coming into this country in 2005. And all of this with about 5,400 employees operating on in 25 countries on five continents.
Typically, when you think of the sport of triathlon or the Challenger World, the BGUS Challenge, which is coming up, you might think of a corporate international sponsor being someone like Nike or Gatorade. And the question I want to ask you, David, is what is it that BG saw in the sport of triathlon, and why are you involved for these multiple years, roughly the next 10 years in the sport at least?
Well, I think when you look at triathlon and what we're trying to do with our partnership with the ITU, it is BG has as one of its fundamental corporate responsibility foundations is to look at things and events that are sustainable. And when you look at triathlon, what we're trying to do is not only partner with ITU in terms of raising the awareness internationally, but I think on a more basic level is to raise awareness with children with regards to the ITU and triathlon and the athletic lifestyle, so that kids, when they're in middle school, start thinking about athletics in different ways. And then hopefully that will also lead them to a healthier lifestyle, meaning that they'll also start eating healthy. And some of the things that we're going to be doing with regards to the ITU in terms of our partnership is increasing the athletic prize money for the World Cup and the World Championship events. We're going to be looking at developing new national federation affiliates around the world, creation of world training camps for athletes, increasing the number and qualifications of coaches. We're also hoping to support and host triathlon events at all levels, not just for top athletes like yourself, but also for those of us that aren't top athletes, and supporting the development of upcoming athletes, and finally just to really raise the awareness of and the profile of the sport around the world.
David, one of the groups that you will meet if you join us for the Energy for Sustainable Life Symposium in Cancun, which we are assisting the International Triathlon Union with organizing, and we will be doing some broadcasting from there. We've brought in several groups. One is 1% for the Planet, Terry Kellogg, the executive director. A gentleman that I think you would enjoy meeting, a friend of ours that we hear on a regular basis, Mal Warwick, who's the international chairman for Social Ventures Network, hundreds of companies with a value-driven triple bottom line, people, planet, and profit. And also we're bringing in Right to Play, which is this incredible philanthropic organization that take impoverished children from around the world and here in North America that wouldn't have the opportunity and the financial wherewithal to get involved in sports and or education. And those teams and those organizations will all be in Cancun. And based on what you're saying, this marvelous mission statement, I think it's a marriage made in heaven. So I'm looking forward to brokering those relationships for you.
Oh, absolutely. That I think that would be very, very good. I'm planning on being in Cancun in November as well. So, I'd be delighted to do that. Again, what we're trying to do is look for things that can help make the communities in which we operate better off for having BG in those communities. So that's something that we're committed to, and when you look at the BGUS challenge, one of the things that sold us on the challenge, besides the intelligent sport concept that was created by Challenger World, but is the charitable partner that's involved in that, which is the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And we're quite excited about partnering with them, and I'm pleased to say that in less than 2 weeks of fundraising, that BG employees have raised more than $31,000 already for it. So we're now raising the bar even higher and hope to have considerable more money that we'll be able to donate to that charity.
We have the executive director for St. Jude's on the show with us next week, and we're looking forward to talking more about that. Let's switch gears for just a moment and talk about the BGUS Challenge. I have the publisher of Fortune Magazine, who is also presenting the event, Fortune Magazine involved. Some of the world's biggest companies will be at the BGUS Challenge in Roanoke, West Virginia, coming up in October. Tell me a little bit about your involvement and what this is all about.
Well, it's a series of athletic challenges that fits quite nicely into a series of energy challenges that BG developed actually 10 years ago in the United Kingdom. which was called the BG Energy Challenge, in which we reached out to a lot of our competitors and business partners and asked them to participate in a sporting event that wasn't just about going out and doing mountain biking or running or whatever, but also combined some mental challenges as well, which fits very, very nicely with the BG US Challenge and what Challenger World has come up with in their intelligent sport concept. So what we're trying to do is look for an event that does a couple of things for BG. One is get our brand out. We're not a retail provider typically to the homeowner or direct consumer. So we want to be focused. We want to be targeted in terms of what we're doing in terms of brand awareness, and we think this is a very good vehicle for that. We also want to strengthen business partnerships, develop new business partnerships, and then also with regards to our employees, if you look at the intelligent sport concept, it really does force the employees to really think on their feet. It forces you to strategize. It forces you to communicate. It forces you to really come together in this particular event as a team, because at the end of the day, the team that runs the fastest or bikes the fastest or kayaks the fastest doesn't necessarily win. You've got to be able to do all of that while at the same time thinking on your feet and strategizing and coming up with a good, solid winning strategy, which is exactly what you need to be successful in business.
David Keene has joined me today. We are talking about Challenger Worlds and BG's U.S. Challenge, which is coming up, presented by Fortune. Some of the world's biggest companies will be there, Cisco, Microsoft, Lloyd's, Michelob, oddly enough. In fact, it's almost Michelob time, not quite. But it's a very interesting event. You know, we speak to some of the top psychologists in business in the world, New York Times bestselling author. In fact, Dan Miller was on this week talking about the fact that the companies that play together stay together. It's not enough just to make money. And as Mal Warwick, who's on here almost on a regular basis, talks about, businesses today are becoming value-driven. And I think an exemplary example is the company that we're talking about today, BG Group, with David Keene. David, we have to take a break. I wonder if I can procure you to stay over a few more minutes.
Absolutely.
My guest today is David Keene from the BG Group, Policy and Corporate Affairs Director. This is Jesse Dillon. We will be right back. You are Coast to Coast on The Good Life on Sirius 114 at Line. Healthy living with a twist.
The Good Life. Your guide to health, nutrition, fitness, and vitality.
This is Jesse Dillon. You are live on Sirius 114, listening to The Good Life. My guest is David Keene, who is Vice President of Policy and Corporate Affairs for BG North America, Caribbean, and Global LNG. And today we're talking about some amazing events. BG is involved as the official title sponsor for the ITU Triathlon, the BG ITU Triathlons worldwide, and the World Championships are happening this weekend in Switzerland. And they're gearing up for that as we speak. But also, I found out on my journeys recently with Lime and the Good Life through London, England, that Challenger World is coming to North America. And it is the BG U.S. Challenge, and we are speaking to David about that today. This is an exciting event and an exciting time for corporations getting involved with their employees and going out and doing some crazy things in Challenger World, challengerworld.com. The BG US Challenge looks like an amazing event. David, can you give us some of the details and also why you're involved?
Well, it's going to take place in the Roanoke Valley, Virginia, on October 19th through the 21st this year. We currently have right around 50 teams that have signed up, and they range all the way from Cisco Systems, Volvo, Accenture, BP, and I apologize to the ones that I haven't named, but there's a considerable number of teams that are participating. We're excited about it. Again, we feel that it helps strengthen strong business relationships, strong partnerships. It does a tremendous amount in terms of employee development when you look at everything that has to be done in terms of the physical activities combined with the mental activities that will have to take place at the same time. So not only do you have to be physically fit, but you also, I think, have to be mentally fit in order to be able to win the challenge. And then one of the other reasons why we decided to participate was because of the charitable partner, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which to me is a truly amazing organization. And, you know, I had the opportunity to travel to Memphis to visit with St. Jude and the representatives there, and was absolutely overwhelmed by the work that they do. They have a motto there, Jesse, that for every child they save at St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee, thousands are saved worldwide. And then it's absolutely true, and it's a tremendous organization, and we're extremely proud to be associated with them.
It's an exciting time, I think, for businesses and corporations worldwide. And as I mentioned to you earlier, Mal Warwick is the chairman of the Social Ventures Network, hundreds of companies worldwide contributing to social values. In fact, one of the charter members, Mark Albion, a former Harvard professor, and 60 Minutes called him the Young Turk of marketing in North America. But he was on yesterday, and we were talking about value-driven businesses. Conversely, that's the name of Ben Cohen, Ben and Jerry, and Mal Warwick's new book, Values-Driven Business. What strikes me, what I'm totally inspired with, and particularly with the BG Group, is that you are stepping in. You're stepping in and taking sports like Challenger World and triathlon and children that need help, and combining these incredible communities, and as a great corporate partner, sponsor worldwide, contributing significantly to assisting these groups who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to move their mission statements forward. And that's got to be good for the entire company, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Our employees are extremely excited about our relationship with ITU. They're extremely excited about our relationship with Challenger World. And you know, we're looking at opportunities in which we can develop triathlons and further the triathlon cause in the United States. We're looking at opportunities around the world. As I mentioned earlier, one of the things that we're trying to do is put together a plan in which we can roll this out to, say, middle schools. And it's very early days in how we're strategizing and talking about it. But we're looking at ways in which we can get younger children involved in triathlon, not only from the physical side, but also from the mental side, as well as from the healthy lifestyle. And I think, again, it goes back to one of our core values, which is sustainable development. And if you can get something that helps children become better fit adults, then that makes a lot more sense for not only the countries in which we operate, but also for the company, because your employees see that you're actually walking the walk and talking the talk, and that you're committed to helping communities achieve higher goals and higher levels of living standards.
Before I left for London, England, I was brainstorming with one of our senior VPs of programming, Ted Sod, here at the Lime Network. And Ted said to me, Jesse, life is a triathlon. You know, it encompasses everything from physical challenge, mental challenge, social challenge, and I think that's really interesting when you look at it from a mind-body-spirit perspective. David, I have Doug Billman on the line, who's one of the organizers of Challenger World, and I know you know Doug. Doug, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit, Doug, about how our listeners can get involved if they have a corporation, if they're an employee, if they're a company owner, and they want to register a team for the BG US Challenge.
Well, it's really quite simple, Jesse. As you mentioned, the website, www.challengerworld.com, anybody who's interested can go to that site, and it will be easily evident on the homepage, the BG US Challenge button there, where they can click and go to a registration page, which will enter their information into our database, and within a few hours they'll have an information pack and an entry form, and it would really only take them a short amount of time to get signed up if they want to. There are still almost 2 months between now and the event, so it really is plenty of time for somebody who wants to get involved to gear up and do it, assuming they're not, you know, at a standing start in terms of health and fitness right now. If they have a reasonable level of fitness, somebody could prepare for the event. And this, is, as we've said, is probably less rigorous than a typical triathlon in terms of conditioning. So it's something that's meant to be available and accessible to, you know, many people in the company, not just the athletic elite at the top. So it's a pretty straightforward process. And, you know, if they have some questions, they can also contact me directly by email, and I can give you my email address, which is easy, doug@challengerworld.com. And I'm happy to talk to them and help them get over the hump and get entered.
Once again, the website is challengerworld.com. You have some 50 teams registered right now, and I understand you can handle up to 70 teams?
Yeah, and perhaps even more. But I think we'll probably be, you know, we'll be in the 50s or 60s, I would guess. But if we go past 70, I'm pretty sure we can handle that too. The top, really, for the events that are more mature, the ones that have been run in the UK and Europe, where, as you and your listeners may know, it's been running since about the late 90s, the limit is 125. So in practice, Challenger World is quite capable of handling events of that scope. They're really, at this point, you know, we're pretty ready for anything.
Briefly, Doug, give us a couple of highlights, Reader's Digest version of some of the activities that the teams are engaged in.
Well, first thing I have to say is that they're top secret until the gun goes off, so I can't describe them exactly, but what I can say is that it's a mixture of things that people are familiar with on the physical side, that is running, cycling, mountain biking usually, kayaking or paddling a canoe perhaps. One of those three physical activities is likely to be the base part of an event. And the other half of it is problem solving, logical thinking, engineering, brain power, if you will. So that in the course of an event, which is, there are no two are alike, they're individually designed and they're one-offs, you will be, you know, competing using your physical side, using your body, running, cycling, paddling, etc., as we call it, to move your brain around the course. And, you know, you're trying to use your brain in terms of teamwork and solving these riddles and problems and puzzles that you encounter along the way to keep going forward and to reach your objective, in each case is a unique one. So it's, I can describe it that way generically, but obviously I can't say here's exactly what the test is going to be because we don't want to give it away until the gun goes off.
Doug, I was on the website looking at some of the testimonies. ChallengerWorld.com is the worldwide website, and the one we're talking about today for the BG US Challenge. And to me, it looked like a life-altering experience for many of the participants. They come away better than they went in, and I mean at many different levels. So congratulations to you and your team for bringing this to North America.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we hope it'll grow over the years with BG's support in this country and perhaps beyond.
Doug Billman from Challenger World. We're talking about the BG US Challenge. You can find out more by going to challengerworld.com. And I want to thank my very special guest. It's been very enlightening speaking to David Keene, Vice President of Policy and Corporate Affairs for BG North America, the Caribbean, and the global LNG. David, some of the initiatives that you and your company have undertaken worldwide are absolutely fascinating, and I really enjoyed discussing them with you today.
Thank you very much, Jesse. I, again, greatly appreciate having the opportunity to be on your show.
I look forward to seeing you at the championships in Virginia at the BG US Challenge and perhaps going to head-to-head with you November 5th in the triathlon in Cancun.
I will certainly see you in Cancun as well.
At the very least, maybe 9 holes of golf, David.
There you go. I can do that.
Thank you for your time today. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you very
David Keene, Vice President, Policy and Corporate Affairs, BG North America, Caribbean, Global LNG. Talking about the BG US Challenge, and you can find out more on how you can get your company registered at challengerworld.com. This is Jesse Dillon. You're listening to The Good Life.